Shalom Aleichem, our question today is when it comes to the halacha of standing up for one's own Rebbe, and in fact we can ask the same question when it comes to standing up for a mother and father and various other contexts as well, how often is there an obligation or an opportunity to do the mitzvah? Is it every single time we'll focus on a Rebbe and a zaken, an elderly individual above the age of 70? Is it every single time that that individual walks in, I would have to stand up or have the opportunity to stand up? And if it could be 15 times per hour that the person happens to walk by where I am, stand up, stand up, stand up each time? Or is there a maximum amount and you don't need to exceed that? So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin that is indeed going to be the source of an important machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah on this very point. So we're going to start with Amar Rabbi Aivo, Amar Rabbi Yanai. Ein Talmud Chacham Rashai La'amod Mipnei Rabo Ela Shachris V'Arvis. A Talmud Chacham is not permitted to stand for his Rebbe, or a student is not permitted to stand for his Rebbe except Shachris V'Arvis, which means in the morning, at night, twice a day. And the language here, Eino Rashai, is not permitted. The simple language is it is an absolute maximum. You're not allowed to exceed it. Why? Kadesh lo yeh kvodo meruba mikavod shamayim. So the kavod that you give to your Rebbe shouldn't be greater than the kavod that you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that talking about? So it's a machlokes, but many are of the view it's talking about Kriya Shema, where mekabel ol malchus shamayim twice a day, Shachris and Arvis. When we daven, well, it could be in the context of davening or not in the context of davening, we have an independent mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So we have in mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in the morning and at nighttime. Uveshach b'cha of kumecha. Don't show more kavod to your Rebbe than you would to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the maximum would be twice a day. And it would also be the minimum if the Rebbe walks by that many times. So if the Rebbe walks by 20 times, you only have to do two based on that. But you cannot do less than two. Amar Rabbi Elazar, there seems to be a divergent view in the Gemara as well, called Talmid Chacham, Sheim Omed, Nibnei Rabo, and Talmid Chacham doesn't stand for his Rebbe, Nikra Rasha, he is called a Rasha, etc. He's not going to have Arichus Yamim, he's going to forget his learning, etc. So it seems to be that Rabbi Elazar is saying, if you don't stand because of your Rebbe, you're called a Rasha, he doesn't cap it on a certain number of times. It's simply a blanket statement that you have to stand for your Rebbe. So there are indeed, before Shimu explained that this is an important machlokas between Rabbi Yanai, who is saying that you're capped at two times a day, Shachris V'Arvis, and Rabbi Elazar, who says, apparently, that you have to stand each and every time that the Rebbe would pass by. So in fact, it seems like this is indeed a machlokis in the Shulchan Aruch, between the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Cairo, and the Ramah. One paskins one way and one paskins the other way. So we'll read the Shulchan Aruch first, and then we'll read the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, talking about Kibud Rabo v'Talmud Chacham, it's Siman Reish Mem Beis, Seif Tazayin, says as follows, a number of halachas of how a student has to respect the Rebbe, have awe to the Rebbe, v'lo yesha b'mkomo, this would be under Mora, showing appropriate fear and awe of the Rebbe, don't sit where he sits, v'lo yachriya dvarav b'franav, don't disagree, that's the next one, v'lo yistor dvarav, don't paskin in front of him, don't make the decisions in the discussions, all a whole bunch of limitations on how to speak in front of the Rebbe, v'chayav lamar mipanav, and also, now we're getting to our topic. There's an obligation to stand up when he is there. As soon as you see him from the distance and you have to stay standing up until you no longer see him, that would be the obligation for standing in the Rebbe. Now the Shulchan Aruch does not limit it. He does not say only twice a day, five times a day, 80 times a day. And the implication is when you see the Rebbe, you have to stand up when he comes into your area. When you see him from the distance, it's not limited to four amos or anything like that. Where you see him from the distance, you have an obligation to stand up for your Rebbe, and the Shulchan Aruch does not cap it at a number of times in the day, or the week, or the year. The Ramah, on the other hand, says as follows, he showed me there's an opinion, De'ein Adam Chayav La'amo Lifnei Rabo. It's very interesting language because it's different from the Gemara that we saw. The Gemara we saw is that there is a maximum. You're not allowed to exceed two times. And here the Ramah is telling us that there is no obligation. We're not obligated to stand up for the Rebbe, Lifnei Rabo, Rak Shachris Varavis, just Shachris and Arvis, that means just in the morning and night, twice a day, but you don't have an obligation to exceed it. The implication is if you want to exceed it, you can exceed it, but there's no obligation to do so. So let's dive into this in a little bit more detail. So when it comes to the Shita, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be paskening, like Rabbi Elazar, that there's no cap on the number of times that you can stand up. So why isn't he concerned with Rabbi Yanai, who says that you're capped at two, you shouldn't show more kavod to your Rebbe than you do a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So the Rabbeinu, the No Debi Yehuda, explains as follows, that truth be told, if you were having a conversation with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina would appear to you, you would stand up the entire time. You would stand up if the Shechina appeared multiple times in the day, you wouldn't cap it at two. So too with your Rebbe, we're not going to be capped at two times either. And in fact, the Birkei Yosef says something very interesting. What is the reason? What motivated the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin like Rabbi Elazar, that there's no cap, as opposed to Paskin like Rabbi Yanai, that there is a cap of two times, or maybe it's not a maximum, but that there's no obligation to stand up more than two times? So in fact, the Birkei Yosef explains the klale of the Shulchan Aruch. How did the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef of Cairo, Paskin Shailas, and part of the Klalim of the Shulchan Aruch, he looked heavily at the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. And when the Rif and the Rosh agreed together, even though it was against the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin liked the Rif and the Rosh. And in our Gemara, the Rif and the Rosh agree that they Paskin like Rabbi Elazar, that there is no maximum amount of times that one would be obligated to stand up. There's no cap on it. And accordingly, the Shulchan Aruch Rav Yosef Cairo paskened like the Rif and the Rosh, that there's no cap. You may have to stand up numerous times a day, even though the Rambam paskened that two is the maximum number, or you would not be obligated to exceed two. So that's very interesting. On the other hand, if we look at the Psak of the Ramah paskins like Rabbi Yanai, but he didn't say strictly speaking like Rabbi Yanai, because we said in the Gemara that the language is that you're not allowed to exceed two times, and the Ramah says that you're not obligated to exceed two times, but if you want to exceed two times, indeed, you would be permitted to exceed two times. And in fact, that is the view of Tosfos, that when the Gemara said, Eino Rashai, that you're not allowed to exceed two times, it doesn't mean in the Gemara that you're not allowed to, and simply means that you're not obligated to exceed two times. And that's why the Ramah paskins, Ein Adam Chayav Lama Lifnei Rabbah, Rak Shachris Ravis, that you're not obligated to exceed twice, but indeed you are permitted. But there's a major proviso on this. V'davka b'beis harav. This is all talking about if you're in the house of the Rebbe. But aval b'fnei acherim, if you are amongst other people, shein yodim sh'ama lefanav, that they don't know if you stood already in front of him, then you would have to stand again, even if it's numerous times throughout the day. So this is a qualification of the Ramah. The Ramah is saying that you're not obligated to exceed two times. However, that would apply if it's just you and the Rebbe and no one else is around. You're just the two of you in the base medrash and no one else is around. It's bein hazmanim and everyone else is learning in their own batei medrash by their homes. Rebbe comes in, stand up. Later in the day, Rebbe comes in, stand up. No obligation to stand more. But if there are people around that didn't see you stand up those two times, then indeed there would be an obligation, even in the Ramah, to stand up whenever there are new people looking, to make sure that they don't think that you are ignoring this very important mitzvah. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.